I want to begin with something simple, something everyone here, deaf or hearing, knows, young or old, knows very well. A bridge. Not a fancy one, not the Sydney Harbour Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge, just a plain footbridge, ordinary. The kind you cross without thinking. A bridge is a strange thing when you stop and look at it. It sits in the middle of two places that would otherwise stay apart. It doesn't belong fully to one side or the other. It stands in the gap. It holds the tension. It carries the weight. It makes connection possible. And here's the thing about bridges. You only notice them when they are gone, when they are missing. And we experienced that this morning without an interpreter. When the creek floods and the bridge is washed out, when the road is cut and you can't get to the other side, when the path you always use is suddenly isn't there, a missing bridge reminds you how much you depended on it. Pentecost is the story of God building a bridge between heaven and earth, between strangers and neighbours, between languages and cultures, between deaf and hearing, between fear and courage, between us and them, between who we are and who we are becoming. Pentecost is the day that the Holy Spirit becomes the bridge builder of God. The Spirit didn't give them new words so they could escape the world. The Spirit gave them words so that they could enter it. The Spirit didn't make them all the same. The Spirit made them able to understand one another. The Spirit didn't erase difference. The Spirit built a bridge across it. And the crowd outside, people from every corner of the known world, heard the disciples speaking in their own mother tongues. Not one language for all, but one message in many languages. This is the miracle of Pentecost. Not the fire, not the wind, not the noise. The miracle is connection. The miracle is understanding. The miracle is a bridge where there used to be a wall. Now let's bring this into our space. This shared building, this shared worship, this life between Pilgrim Lutheran Church and Adelaide Deaf Community Church. Every Sunday, two communities gather together, different languages, different histories, different cultures, different ways of communicating, different ways of experiencing the world, and yet we share the same God. We share the same baptism. We share the same Spirit. And the Spirit is still doing what the Spirit has always done, building bridges. Some of those bridges are visible. Interpreters, screens, technology, microphones, seating arrangements, shared meals, shared spaces. Some of those bridges are invisible. Patience, curiosity, humility, the willingness to learn from each other, the courage to admit that we don't always understand, and the grace to keep trying anyway. Some of those bridges are spiritual. prayer, forgiveness, mission, the love of Christ that refuses to let us drift apart. And some of those bridges are deeply personal. The moment a deaf person teaches a hearing person a new sign. The moment a hearing person slows down to communicate clearly. The moment two people laugh together even though they don't share the same first language. The moment that someone realizes that connection is possible even though communication is hard. These are Pentecost moments. These are Holy Spirit moments. These are bridge building moments. Because the Spirit is not a theory. The Spirit is not an idea. The Spirit is not a doctrine on a page. The Spirit is movement. The Spirit is connection. The Spirit is relationship. The Spirit is a God who refuses to stay distant. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the bridge between us. Let me tell you a story. A small town once had a river running through the middle of it. On one side lived the older families, people who had been there for generations. On the other side lived new families, recent arrivals, different cultures, different languages. There was a bridge connecting the two sides. People crossed it every day without thinking. Then one winter a storm came. The river rose, the bridge collapsed. Suddenly the town was divided. People who used to visit each other stopped. Children who played together could no longer do so. Businesses struggled and friendships faded. The council argued about who should pay for the repairs. Some said, "We don't need them." Others said, "They don't care about us." Suspicion grew, distance hardened, misunderstandings deepened. Months passed. Finally, a group of volunteers, ordinary people, not engineers, decided they couldn't wait any longer. They gathered wood, tools, rope, whatever they could find. They worked every weekend. Slowly, plank by plank, they rebuilt the bridge. When it was finished, the whole town gathered. People from both sides walked towards the middle. Some were nervous, some were embarrassed, some were hopeful. And when they met in the centre, something beautiful happened. They realised the bridge had not only reconnected the town, it had reconnected them. One person said, "We thought the problem was the river, but the real problem was the distance between our hearts." That is, another said, "We didn't just rebuild a bridge, we rebuilt a community." That is Pentecost. That is the Holy Spirit. That is what God does. God rebuilds what fear washes away. God reconnects what misunderstanding breaks. God restores what distance damages. God brings people back to the center, back to each other, and back to God. Look around this room. This is not a random gathering. This is not an accident of scheduling. This is not two churches politely sharing a building. This is Pentecost. This is God's Spirit at work. Every time a deaf person signs and a hearing person responds, the Spirit is building a bridge. Every time somebody slows down to communicate clearly, the Spirit is building a bridge. Every time someone learns a new sign or tries a new word or smiles across a language barrier, the Spirit is building a bridge. Every time we worship together, eat together, serve together, and pray together, the Holy Spirit is building a bridge. And every time we choose love over fear, curiosity over assumption, connection over the comfort, the Holy Spirit is building a bridge. Because the Spirit is not just the bridge between us, the Spirit is the bridge between us and God. When we feel far from God, the Spirit reaches across the distance. When we feel unworthy, the Spirit whispers, "You are loved." When we feel confused, the Spirit guides. When we feel alone, the Spirit surrounds. When we feel broken, the Spirit heals. When we feel powerless, the Spirit empowers. When we feel disconnected, the Spirit reconnects. The Spirit is the God who crosses every distance to reach us. Pentecost is not just a story to remember, it's something that we live out. So here is a challenge for us today. Be a bridge between deaf and hearing. Be a bridge between young and old. Be a bridge between newcomers and old-timers. Be a bridge between cultures, between personalities, a bridge between people who misunderstand each other. Be a bridge between people who have drifted apart. Be a bridge between church and community, between fear and hope, despair and joy. And most of all, be a bridge that leads people to God. Because the world has enough walls, enough division, enough suspicion, and enough distance. What the world needs, what our churches need, what our neighbourhoods need, and what our heart needs most is bridges. And the good news is this: you do not build them alone. The Spirit goes before you. The Spirit strengthens you. The Spirit guides you. The Spirit fills you. The Spirit works through you. You are not the architect. You are not the engineer. You are not the saviour. You are simply the one who carries the next plank, the next nail, and the next act of kindness. The next word of encouragement, the next gesture of welcome, the next step towards someone who is different from you. And when you do, the Spirit builds something bigger than you can imagine. So today on Pentecost, I leave you with this picture. Two people walking together toward each other from opposite sides of a bridge. They meet in the middle. They smile. They recognize each other as a gift. They realize that God has brought them together. They discover that the Holy Spirit has already done the hard work. All they had to do was take the next step. May we be people who take that step. May we be people who meet in the middle. May we be people who trust the Spirit's bridge-building work. May we be a people who cross the distance. May we be people who connect. May we be people who love, because the Holy Spirit is a bridge, the bridge between us, the bridge to God, and the bridge that holds us together, the bridge that carries us forward, and the bridge that will never collapse. Amen.